Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 29th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our joy today and each weekday to share these messages that we prepare each morning to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Whom I Serve, based upon a portion of a text in 1 Kings 17, verse 1. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.
I've taught children since I committed my life to the Lord in junior high school. Well, I have to admit it's been over 35 years, and I've stored up a lot of funny memories. Let me share one with you today. Once while I was teaching on Elijah, and I was trying to describe Elijah, I told the children that he was a bold man. While making sure that I was not talking over their heads, I asked the preschoolers what the word bold meant. Little three-year-old Mandy quickly raised her hand, and with much confidence, she answered, He didn't have no hair.
Well, Elijah is certainly among the greatest characters of the Bible. We have no background information on him except for the information found in the daily text, the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead, which is how he is introduced into the biblical narrative.
He served God during the notoriously wicked reign of Ahab and Jezebel. He is distinct in the manner of his exit from this world, and for later standing with Jesus and Moses at the Mount of Transfiguration.
He is introduced into the biblical record by boldly approaching the wicked, polytheistic king with an eternally true declaration. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives. Today, some 2,850 years later, we who follow Christ likewise proclaim, the Lord lives, and He is alive forevermore. But it's the next phrase in the biblical text that especially grips my heart as I prepare this encouragement. Only three simple monosyllabic words, whom I serve. That was a bold stand to take before the wicked king.
Prosperity, along with spiritual apostasy or the falling away, characterized the reign of Ahab. That's an interesting parallel to world conditions today, isn't it? Ahab, though a descendant of Abraham, didn't want to hear from this prophet and set out to kill him as a result of this prophecy of drought. And there are plenty today that don't want to hear anything from those who represent the living God.
Today, we need men and women, teenagers and children all around the world who, like Elijah, will declare their faith in the living God. May we all personally proclaim, the Lord lives, whom I serve, and boldly confront our apostate culture. How can we do that today?
Let's pray together. Jesus, I boldly declare that you are the God whom I serve. Only a God like you can turn evil into good, exchange sorrow for joy, and offer life beyond the grave. May I fearlessly proclaim you to be the Lord and Savior of my life and tell of all your wondrous deeds. And I'm going to ask you to join me in praying along with the Apostle Paul from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, where he speaks of all kinds of prayers and requests. He says, Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Amen.
Amen. And may that be a prayer for all of us. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, it's again a joy to share with you. Our website address is www.dailyencouragement.net. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning here. We had a nice rain yesterday afternoon. have some nice fall pictures up on the site today again. Today, primarily, I have a picture of some pumpkins, large, great big pumpkins we saw yesterday on an Amish cart over on the other side of the county. Brooksine and I were about our business. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We want to especially welcome podcast listeners. This is on the site, and the details are on the site. But October 14th, we're going to be having a worship service in our Amish neighbor's barn. And we expect it mostly to be comprised of people in our neighborhood or folks around the county that may know us or may know Jesse and Anna. But we would like to welcome any podcast listener, obviously, particularly those that are close here in South Central Pennsylvania, but we've already heard from a lady in the western part of the state that wants to come with her two children. If you're interested in that, there's details and information on the website today. Again, we are at www.dailyencouragement.net. May you have a blessed day today, and may you continue to boldly stand for the living God.